So this week on Ask Bob, on occasion, we take a type of wine, a varietal of wine, if you will, and break it down for you and give you some more information on it. And I thought this week we would spend some time on what we'll call Pinot Gris 101. Bob, what exactly is a Pinot Gris? Where does it come from? And I assume I have tasted Northwest Pinot Gris, so I know it's made somewhere around here.
Absolutely. Pinot Gris is itself a wine variety, just like Cabernet Sauvignon or Riesling or Sauvignon Blanc. It is its own white variety. It's pretty ubiquitous. It's kind of fashionable right now. People love drinking Pinot Gris because it's satisfying. However, it can go from, can I say, horrid plonk, just awful, tasteless, no meaning whatsoever behind it, to really sublime pleasure, depending on where it's grown and how it's made. The two great sources that people think of typically are Alsace in eastern France, where Pinot Gris is one of the six major white varieties that's grown there, and it reaches an extraordinary level of character and quality, very low yields, attention to detail while it's being made. It's rich, it has more body, flavors are deeper, kind of that apple skin, pear, floral note that can come out of very good. It's also given to the attack by the botrytis, that noble rot that we've talked about before, late harvest, and it's extraordinarily, it's wonderfully rich and sweet, high acid, so it's balanced and live forever. The other great source, of course, is Italy, where Pinot Grigio, instead of Pinot Gris, Pinot Grigio, the gray Pinot, is grown. Many areas, but the best of them come from the north and the northeast. Friuli, Alto Adige, the Veneto. It can be plonk if they get, 6 or 8 tons to the acre, but there are very conscientious growers in northeastern Italy that are making these wonderfully crisp, chiseled, penetrating Pinot Gris that are very satisfying with shellfish and seafood.
What part of the Northwest has the perfect terroir, do you think, for Pinot Gris?
Here in the Northwest, Oregon has made a religion out of Pinot Gris, and rightfully so. A wide range of styles, from rich and powerful to light and delicate, but Oregon is a very good producer. Washington does the same as well, but really hot summers can kind of, dry it out a little bit and make it less fresh. So those, you can find really great producers of Pinot Gris in Washington, but Oregon is pretty darn special.